Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuning in to the D-Hour Show Radio Network. The hostess with the most is Miss Fabulous. It's the I Got Something to Say Show. Let's go.
Good evening, good evening, good evening to the listening audience of the I Got Something to Say radio show. This is the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous. We also have our esteemed director, should I say, executive producer in the building, CEO, founder of the D-Hour Show Radio Network. We have Mr. D. Slate in the building. What's going on, D. Slate?
Hey, 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 what's happening? D. Slate in the building. It's the I Got Something to Say radio show. What's going on, everybody?
Hey, absolutely. And we also have our esteemed co-host in the building who has a true allegiance to the show. It's CK in the Anonymous Blue Studios on this evening.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? How y'all doing tonight?
We're doing good. How are you doing, CK?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm really excited tonight. Tonight is going to be great, and I look forward to a great turnout, like we always do.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we want to thank the two of you all in getting into the Anonymous Blue Studios. It's been very, very challenging throughout. 23 of the 50 states have been affected by Hurricane Sandy. So how are you all weathering the storm? D. Slate, let's start with you. How are you weathering the storm?
Well, you know, I'm going to pray for all the people out there, all the individuals that's being affected by Hurricane Sandy, absolutely, and hopefully they get through it unscathed and with no problems. As far as me here in AZ, I mean, it's about, you know, 60-some degrees right now. I got shorts on. I'm chilling.
Wow. And what about you, CK? How are you weathering the storm? I mean, some areas it's considered to be a northeastern storm or a tropical storm, but it's been classified as an official hurricane. So, once again, 23 of the 50 states have been affected. How are you weathering the storm, CK?
Well, I pray for those who, and I hope they flee safely. Right now, we are... We had cool weather, but then again, the sun has been out. So with St. Louis, how that weather is, it's you just got to look outside and see what's going to happen on the next day by day. So who knows? It might have rain tomorrow.
Okay. Well, we're praying for our brothers and sisters, our listening audience abroad. If you're in one of those 23 out of 50 states who have been affected by Hurricane Sandy, our prayers and our thoughts are with you. They're in Virginia alone, the Hampton Roads area in particularly. There are over 1,600 people with power outages at this particular time. So a lot of people have been off work today. Schools have been closed. A lot of the public transportation has been shut down. Even the military has been in a standstill. In our New York, our brothers and sisters area, they even sent out an advisory for New York. They showed on the news for Times Square was like few and far minimum, and they said that was almost like non-existent. So they're encouraging people in a lot of the different areas to stay inside. Do not go out unless you have to. So this is wonderful. Between football and our regular scheduled shows on Mondays, and as well as the I Got Something to Say show on Blog Talk Radio, if you don't have power and you have usage of your smartphones, definitely check in with your family members and let them know that you're okay. And you can also stay with us for your updates for weather, in particularly in the Hampton Roads area. Of course, the Anonymous Blue Studios is in Virginia Beach, Virginia, so I'll be bringing you the latest updates as it relates to the weather. As of last Friday, Virginia's Governor Bob McDonnell has issued or declared a state emergency. Also, local authorities encourage people to stay in unless you really, really have to go outside. And some areas have been implemented with a curfew restriction. So, once again, I can't stress enough, listen to your governmental bodies and your local authorities. A lot of secondhand, or should I say respondents, have to go out after you if you don't adhere to the request. So stay in unless you have to. Also, do not drive your cars through flooded streets, because, you know, you can't see the debris, and there are a lot of other things going on other than you stalling. And then, once again, you know, our ambulatory personnel and our respondents have to come out and search for you, and you're putting other lives in jeopardy. So just stay in, ladies and gentlemen. You know, cuddle up, read a book, check out your micro braids, you know, get you some microwave popcorn, lay out your clothes if you have to go to work tomorrow, and just be very, very safe. Closings and cancellations are available on your local listing. Once again, local listings, rather. If you don't have electricity, it's going to be kind of arduous to find out what's going on, but radio, smartphones, tune-in applications, the weather applications, we have a plethora of opportunities for you to stay connected, to stay locked, and we're going to do our best to bring you the latest update and news. So what went on over the weekend for you, D-Slate?
You know what? Not a whole lot. You know, I just kind of, you know, enjoyed the weekend. I got a couple of movies in. You know, watched some football. I got a chance to go check out the movie Taken 2. And I gotta say, for all those Taken, Liam Neeson Taken fans, Taken 2 was a damn good movie. It was just as good as the first one. It was an incredible movie. I got to give it to Liam Neeson once again for a great movie. Definitely, if you get a chance to check it out, ladies and gentlemen, good movie, Taken 2. It could be another movie coming out of another ethnic background like Taken, with a brother, you know, and his wallet being taken away from him. You know, and then his wallet, and they take his car. And it's going to be called Taken 2. You better give me my damn stuff back. So, I mean, you really? Never know. You know what I'm saying? The movies, just they feel like they had to go to another background. They had to go to another cultural background to see, hey, we did it this way. How would the movie turn out? Taken 3, you better give me my damn stuff back. Hey, I'm telling you right now. Check your local listings. You never know when it's going to be out.
Bam, and there you have it. So is that going to be made available on VHS, Betamax, or DVD or Blu-ray? Which of those formats?
Seeing how they're taking it on another level, another cultural background, and it could be available on VHS, Beta. It could also be available on bootleg, too. I mean, you never know. You never know.
Right. Well, see, for our listening audience that's probably younger, I'm going to say less than, we're not talking about mathematics, we're talking about age, but lower or younger than 35 probably would not have any memory to VHSs, or I can even take it a step further back. Let's go even old school on them, D-Slate. What about the 8-track?
The soundtrack for the movie could be an 8-track, and I also was told that once you get the movie, it's not authentic unless you hear somebody in the background saying, "Rashid, please, Rashid, damn, man, turn the volume up on the camera a little bit." So if you don't hear that, it won't be authentic.
Absolutely. That is hilarious. To the fifth power. Pop Fizzes. What about you, CK? What's going on with you? This is our segment about the weather, the weekend, and what's going on in the world. So what's going on with you as far as the weekend is concerned, CK?
Oh, wow. I'm still ecstatic about this laying here. Okay. I was in line trying to audition for that movie, but I guess I'm not qualified. And this let it be known, I am the youngest one between the three of us on right now. So I do have a memory of VHS and 8-track, and I'm going to go even further. We're going to go back to records. But my weekend was pretty interesting. Got some stuff to take care of. Did some hanging out. Breathe a little bit, trying to get away from a lot of things, but I didn't really do too much either. I went to an open mic anniversary show. It was really wonderful. I met with my friends, Emerald Green, if you know her from Death Poet, as well as Verses and Flow. Also, Teresa the Songbird was there as well. And we had a blast that night. So I pretty much just lived it up for the weekend, just taking my time, breathe, have fun. How about you, PJ?
Well, thank you for asking. Pretty much I've been in the house since Friday because our state of Virginia, once again, our government has issued a fair warning to stay inside. Fortunately, unfortunately, I don't have a boo to cuddle up with or whatever, so I made it very, very much so an industry weekend. Worked on some lost projects and, worked on some things for the show and, some other creative measures. But a lot of my friends and counterparts, I'm counting between now and July, I think I need to prepare myself accordingly for baby showers. So I'm going to start picking out things now because generally after we have a hurricane or some type of tropical storm and it requires people to be inside more than 2 days, all these babies start popping up and, different things start happening. So, ladies and gentlemen, I know a lot of leftovers have probably been eaten and, a lot of breakups to makeups have been happening. But on a serious note, I hope that you all had the availability to spend time with your family, to check on the elderly, for those persons who are displaced and homeless. My thoughts continue to go out to you. There are shelters and things of that nature, but they can't accommodate everyone. So, unfortunately, someone has to lose. So, I'm going to continuously pray for those people who are homeless in the street, stray animals, people of a sickly or medical condition. We have to pray for one another, because contrary to any popular belief, we need one another. You agree?
Absolutely.
We need one another. Absolutely. So, definitely, we're going to move on. This is the I Got Something to Say radio show on Blog Talk Radio of the D Hour Show Radio Network. I'm the hostess with the mostest, Poetic Justice, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous. We have Mr. D Slate in the building, and we also have CK. Mr. Norfolk has the evening off, ladies and gentlemen. So, possibly he'll be back with us on next week. We have some birthdays from our Facebook friends that we're going to probably announce a little bit later. We would like for you all to come and join the conversation with us. Definitely do so. We hope to have our special guest in the building. We should know something in a little bit later. If not, we're going to still provide a wonderful show for you, so don't get nervous. We want you to call in to 718-766-4553. That number, once again, is 718-766-4553. We want you to provide us with your, guess what, you ready? That's right, your Hurricane Sandy shout-out. Hurricane Sandy shout-outs. You can shout-out yourself, to shout out someone in a different state to let them know that you're okay. That is the power of the radio. And we,
absolutely,
on the New Hour Show Radio Network, we are what? We are radio, right?
Radio.
That's what we do, radio, radio. I'm about to kick out of eight bars or something for you. Yes, we're going to have a wonderful time, ladies and gentlemen. Our special guest on tonight is the R&B diva, Selena Johnson, and we're hoping that she's able to get with us. She did a concert out in New York City, and as I indicated earlier today, the weather and the state of New York and certain areas have declared that most residents need to remain inside. Flooding is extreme, so the weather has taken over a lot of things. So I'm sure that, you know, if she's able to get on with us tonight, she will. If she's not, she'll be able to reschedule, and we will take all of those things in consideration. You know, safety is always first. So if you're tuning in with us and you're in the house, that is a great thing. If you're out on the highways and byways, make certain that you're not using your mobile device. You know, proceed with caution and definitely be safe out here, right? Y'all agree? You with me?
Be safe. Please be safe. And I guarantee if you're in your car right now and the water is all around you, you know, always keep, you know, because when you're living in those states like that, keep a life jacket in your car, if you got to, swim to the house.
Absolutely. Yes, and, you know, I'm really glad, you know, even in a comedic fashion, I'm glad that you did bring that up because it is imperative for us to prepare in advance. I think a couple of shows or a couple of months ago, we mentioned about hurricane preparedness. Hurricane season is generally through the last week in July to like the last week in November, November 30th. So we've done pretty well. We've been fortunate. We've been blessed in most areas. We've just been blessed overall. And here in Virginia in particularly, we've had some really, really warm weather the last couple of weeks, and I knew it was only preparing us for something. But understand, through any storm, the outcome of any storm brings rain, R-E-I-G-N. So it can be a physical storm. It can be a spiritual storm. Just understand that rain is going to come afterwards, and everything is going to be all right. We're going to hug real quick. Let's hug in the studio, y'all. Y'all ready? On three. One, two, three. Everything's going to be all right.
Yes, everything's going to be all right. Whoa, 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 hey. Somebody grabbing booties now. Come on now.
Hey, hey. You know that probably is, right?
You're doing that.
Hey.
We really love one another. That's what we do here. I got something to say. Radio show, of course, ladies and gentlemen. But what we're going to do right now is hopefully get into our first musical break for the evening. You know, we started a new segment, I guess about maybe two shows ago, where we have Poetics Picks. Poetics Picks. So these are a couple of songs that I've chosen for your listening pleasure. So what we're going to do, I'm going to pass the mic over to a very, very talented, gifted, one of the best bosses ever. And I said bosses, that's right. Bosses
that's
ever,
right.
Meaning plural. Right. Mr. D. Slate, the CEO of the D Hour Show Radio Network and executive producer of the I Got Something to Say show. He's going to take us into our first musical break, which is going to be Poetics Picked. And when we come back, hopefully, we will have our guest on the line. If not, we're going to proceed with caution. We're going to have a good time tonight on the I Got Something to Say show. So, D. Slate, what you got for us?
Hey, hey, it's the I Got Something to Say radio show, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for the first music break. Poetics Picks. Got some hits for you guys. You already know how we do it, playing all the hits on the I Got Something to Say radio show and all over the D-Hour Radio Network. That's how we do it, playing the hits. And I'm going to tell you right now, we play real music. Real music is back. You better take your medicine. Look here. Poetics Picks. We got some Selena Johnson. We got some John Legend. We got a little Dwelle coming for you in the Poetics Picks. And when we come back, we got more of the I Got Something to Say radio show. Poetics Picks right here. Let's start it off with a little Selena Johnson with Special Occasion right here on the I Got Something to Say radio show. You got something to say?
Nothing hard and kissing. Some autumn with my business. And now Congratulations to whoever, whatever, whyever, wherever, whenever. It's the Pied Piper, y'all, your music weatherman, and I'm chilling with Selena Johnson right here at the Chocolate Factory. Go on, say it.
Oh, happy people, baby.
Every night that I lay down my head in my bed, you ain't there with your arms wrapped around me, holding me all night through.
that you built with me. Does she know my name? Did you ever tell her she was taking and breaking the bond that we strengthened through blood, sweat, and tears over years? Boy, you don't hear me. And has she met your son? Or maybe your mother and father, your sons, your two brothers, and all of your cousins, your uncle who love me and still call me? And how could this be? Tell me what's better, the storm and the weather, and staying together with her when you love and have a history? How could you go to
find our love. Oh no, 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 I was holding.
Follow us on Twitter at The Hour Show, and you can get on Facebook you can follow myself, D Slate, or you can definitely follow the D Hour Show page. Look up the D Hour Show on Facebook. Search it in the search box. It's really easy. All you got to use is those black square things with the number, with the letters on it on your keyboard. All you got to do is type a few of those in. Boom, go into the search box. Right after the top, it says search, or it has a little symbol that looks like a lollipop. All you got to do is just put the type the little words and letters up in there. I guarantee you'll be able to find us. Twitter, at the Hour Show.
He is so comical, absolutely. And we all are on Facebook. Shout out to our co-host who is not in. He's off on tonight. Mr. Al Norfolk. Mr. Norfolk is not on the air with us, but definitely we're thinking about you, brother. And I'll be trying to cover the Say Something News as best as I know how. I'll probably be giving weather updates and, you know, small tidbits about Hurricane Sandy, who came through here like what? You better recognize Mother Earth what? Mother Nature what? Exactly. So once again, I'm just, you know, in humor, but I definitely want you in all seriousness to take care of each other, take care of yourself, and be safe on those highways and byways, respectfully. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and move expeditiously. Definitely Google that word. Look that up. Yeah. Expeditiously, we're going to move on with our show. We're going to get into some sports. I always look forward to this segment because I am truly, truly a sports observer, follower, athlete, coach, anything dealing with sports, I am there. I mean, you have my undivided attention. So just the merit of having a show on the same Monday night premiere as football, wow, this is very, very hot for me. This is wicked hot. I'm going Boston on you all. This is wicked hot. And speaking of which, my family in the New England area, Connecticut, Rhode Island, south into Boston. You know, my aunt has passed on, and a lot of my family is in and out between New York and Virginia, as well as Hawaii and overseas. But I still have a lot of family in Worcester, Boston, Dorchester, Mattapan. You all be safe out there. And my Cape Verdean family, my Jamaican family, Jatim, you know, and I love you all very, very much. I want you all to be safe, and if you can hear me, definitely on the airways. Take heed. Stay indoors. Please don't try to drive your cars or take the green line or anything like that. Stay indoors because it's wicked bad out there. So I had to go Boston on y'all. All right, and I digress. So as I was stating earlier, we're going to get into some Let's Talk Sports with D Slate. No one can talk sports better than D Slate. And then after that, you know, we're going to get into a little bit of weather, and then we're going to have a little bit of the Say Something News. We're going to talk about the upcoming election, which is 1 week and 1 day away. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 1 week and 1 day away. We're going to get into, after that, another musical break. And we got some other things that are special for you. Of course, we're going to have conversations with CK. So if you're ready to have a good time, you want to get in when you fit in, you want to join us, you want to be a special co-host tonight, definitely. What's the number? 718-766-4553. So ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, as promised, my executive producer, the man with the plan, with the football in his hand, it is no other than D Slate. Let's Talk Sports. Let's go. The I Got Something to Say show.
Are you ready? It's time for sports, baby. You already know. D Slate is here with some sports. Yes, indeed. Absolutely. Are you ready? Let's talk sports. Well, I gotta say, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a crazy sports weekend, and you just never know what's going to happen in the world of sports. Let me tell you, starting off on Thursday, October 25th, we had a nice one. We had another barnyard burner, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers facing Adrian Peterson and the Minnesota Vikings in Minnesota. Unfortunately, Adrian Peterson and the boys came up a little short against Tampa Bay. Those the actual Buccaneers were able to come out on top 36-17 and had them a nice little spanking on their tush. Now look here. We're going to Pittsburgh. Steeltown. The Washington Redskins, RG3, the rookie, facing Ben Roethlisberger and the Steeltown Steelers. It wasn't looking too good, but I got to say that RG3 gave it his all, but unfortunately, the Steeltown Steelers turned the Redskins into black and blue skins. Look here, gave them a nice little whooping 27-12, and the Steelers came out on top, Ben Roethlisberger throwing 3 touchdowns. Absolutely phenomenal. Another barnyard burner in Detroit, Motown, Matthew Stafford, and the Lions were able to trounce Seattle Seahawks 28-24. That Seattle defense wasn't able to stop those Lions. Lions, Tigers, and Bears, oh my. Speaking of Bears, in Chicago, the Carolina Panthers, Cam Newton, and who the hell would name their son Cam? I really don't know. Cam Newton, facing the Chicago Bears out there in the Windy City, gave the Carolina Panthers a chilly reception, 23-22, getting the Bears another win, keeping them on top in their division. In Philadelphia, Philly, Michael Vick, Michael Vick facing the Philadelphia Eagles, facing the Atlanta Falcons, those A-Town boys. Atlanta, the Falcons, home of the Down Low Brothers. No, I'm not going to say that. Home of the Falcons. I got to say this. The Falcons were able to stay undefeated 30-17 over Michael Vick and the Eagles. It wasn't looking good. And you never know. Michael Vick could be facing being benched the next week when they face the New Orleans Saints in New Orleans. Look here. New England Patriots, St. Louis Rams. Got to say it. Those Patriots gave those Rams, didn't I tell you to clean your damn room, ass whooping? And I got to say, it was clam chowder all over the place. I swear, clam chowder and baked beans all over the place. 45-7 wasn't looking good for the Rams. In Tennessee, in Nashville, home of country music, those Tennessee Titans were able to, lose once again to the rookie Andrew Luck and the Indianapolis Colts in overtime, 19-13. In Cleveland, the Cleveland Browns facing the San Diego Chargers. I didn't know it was a football game or a baseball game. Didn't really know, but Cleveland came out on top 7-6. Really? 7-6? Come on. The New York Jets facing the Miami Dolphins. A Dolphin really beating a Jet? Who would have thought, huh? But unfortunately, Miami was able to come out on top and turn the Jets into a paper plane, and it wasn't looking good. You know, one of them little paper planes you used to make when you was – I ain't going to go into all that. Miami Dolphins beating the Jets 30-9 in New York. Green Bay, the Pac-Town Packers, facing Jacksonville Jaguars. I guarantee in Green Bay the Packers gave – Jacksonville, another loss. Aaron Rodgers and the boys came out on top 24-15. It was such a wonderful win in Green Bay. They was handing out free grilled cheese to everybody. Good. Kansas City, Oakland Raiders. Unfortunately, Kansas City lost once again. Came out as a loser in Kansas City, 26-16, over the Raiders. Those, you never know what the hell they're going to do to your fan Raiders. And in Dallas, the Cowboys against the New York champion Giants. It was another barnyard burner, but unfortunately, Tony Romo and the boys wasn't able to do anything to those Giants. And the Giants told the Cowboys, sorry, this is our house, even though we're in Dallas. We the champs. We going to whoop your ass anyway. And they branded NYG on the asses of Dallas, and it smelled like barbecue cattle all in the Dallas Stadium, 29-24. The New Orleans Saints, the Denver Broncos, the veteran, the future Hall of Famer Peyton Manning gave the New Orleans Saints a straight hot sauce ass whooping, 34-14. I guarantee in Denver, they said, we don't want no damn gumbo in Denver, and they handed them a straight loss. Right now, the San Francisco 49ers facing the Arizona Cardinals here in Arizona, and I guarantee it's not looking too good for the Cardinals right now. They might want to reconsider whether or not they want to play football or soccer. The 49ers is beating the Cardinals right now 24-3. It's the fourth quarter with 14 minutes left. Not looking good for those Cardinal fans. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, D. Slay giving you all the football news.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for that. Nobody knows sports better than D. Slate, or anyone can't talk better sports than D. Slate. That was a wonderful segment, and I look forward to that every single week. The time is now 50 minutes after the hour. It is 10:50 around your town, of course, and we're going to keep this thing moving as we know it, ladies and gentlemen. The current temperature in the Anonymous Blue Studios is 44 degrees with light rain and wind. So definitely, excuse me, govern yourselves accordingly to understand that this is some serious stuff right now. I'm looking at some eerie shots of an empty NYC. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, with mass transit shut down, the whole neighborhoods. Neighborhoods have been evacuated, and the city takes on an unworldly feel. That information was provided by Yahoo. So basically, it's just kind of like a ghost town, no pun intended, with Halloween being Wednesday. I've never seen New York like that. As a northerner myself, and as frequently as I go to New York, just seeing the images on the news was like, are you serious right now? I could not believe it. So definitely adhere to the request. Even the president has declared various states in a state of emergency. The question was posed also to President Barack Obama in the sense of, what about the election next week? And he was like, what about the election next week? My concern as of now is for the safety of the people and their families. And I just wanted to jump through the television and give our esteemed, very competent president a hug, because he cares about people. He's not a robot in leadership. He is a person that understands that people come first. So, ladies and gentlemen, keep that in mind. I can't tell your political preference, be it Republican, Democratic, Green Party, whatever, green, purple, Skittle. Just go out and exercise your right to vote next week. One day, 1 week, and counting. 1 week from tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. And with that in mind, for the weather, currently we have windy but heavy rain tapering to showers overnight, lows in the 40s, wind southwest at 25 to 40 miles per hour, additional rainfall around a half of an inch. Winds could unbearably gust over 60 miles per hour. Tomorrow, on your way out to school and work, the weather is going to be very windy with periods of light rain and showers, high in the 50s, and wind southwest 25 to 35 miles per hour. Good chance of rain around 70%. Winds could get up to 40 miles per hour. And tomorrow night in the Hampton Roads area, chilly, windy with a few showers early on, but clearing out later on in the evening, low 42 degrees, wind southwest 20 to 30 miles per hour with 30% chance of rain. Current temperatures in the Anonymous Blue Studios in Virginia Beach, Virginia is a very chilling, bone-chilling factor of 44 degrees, once again with light wind and heavy rains. That information has been provided by the Weather Channel application. 23 of the 50 states have been affected by Hurricane Sandy. So we'll keep you updated throughout tonight with the weather as it relates to surrounding areas of the Anonymous Blue Studios here in Hampton Roads. We're on Blog Talk Radio, the I Got Something to Say radio show, the D Hour Show Radio Network. And we're going to keep it moving. If you can hear me in radio land, give me a clap twice. If you can hear me, clap twice. That's right, extra nice. I hear you. CK, you with us, brother? You all right?
I'm fine. I'm hearing you.
Yeah, you keep going in the refrigerator in the studio, drinking up all the Kool-Aid.
I think CK eating them hot wings that was left over last night.
No way.
Wow, really?
Oh,
that is hilarious. Yes.
I think somebody in the CK uniform that thought they were me, I had to, like, go check them a little bit, you know, so.
Wow.
I won't say nothing about that, yeah.
Exactly. Well, you know, we're not going to have to say something new on this evening because Al has the night off. However, I'm going to step in with a semi-news segment. It's called Trending Now. I'm just kind of using that name from Yahoo. But I'm going to give you the top 10 trending discussions or trendy things that people are talking about. Number one, the church pastor that was killed. Number two, Hulk Hogan settles. Thirdly, Christine Aguilera's costume. I mean, they say the singer's skimpy Halloween getup includes shredded top, fishnets, and a pink afro. Wow. And I digress. They also have stories from the front line of the storm. Residents, you know, stockpiling food, watching weather reports, bracing the worst, all the way from Maryland to Maine. Also, they're talking about the time-lapse view of Sandy. NASA satellite images reveal the storm's magnitude as it heads up the East Coast. As stated before, New York area, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and my hometown of Massachusetts want you all to be safe. I believe here in Virginia we've gotten the worst of the worst of the worst, but however, still proceed with caution. They were talking about the U.S. sailor being found dead. Also, Obama worries about the people, not the election, but the people. Little Wayne's been scolded. Also, Sherman Hemsley has not been laid to rest. Wow. Madonna's been booed. Yes, I'm going to try to find a little bit more information about that. That star has not been laid to rest. Rest in peace, Sherman Hemsley, a.k.a. George Jefferson. You know, we lost him a couple of months ago. I think it was something dealing with insurance or unsettled seas of the family and things of that nature. But our hearts are extended, and our prayers go up for the late, great, a.k.a. George Jefferson. Madonna booed. What in the world? Madonna booed? Really? Are you serious right now? Okay. The other trending issue is mental health. I'm not sure if that's for the good or for the bad or if they found a new revelation of medication management or what have you. I'm not really sure. The other thing that's trending is the iPad mini. It's a lot of new tablets and a lot of new cell phones and devices that are coming about. I wonder why. Ding dong, Christmas is right around the corner. So can you believe that Wednesday is going to be November 1st? And then we're going to be celebrating, what is it, observing Veterans Day and then Thanksgiving and then Christmas. And before you know it, it's the end of the year. So where did 2012 go? It's a rhetorical question. Let's start with you, D. Slate. Where did 2012 go?
I really don't know what happened to 2012. You know, I went out and bought some new D batteries for my new flashlight, and you know, I was out looking in the backyard. I thought I might have saw something run past the dandelions. I mean, that couldn't have been 2012, but
wow.
You know, I know I don't like them damn raccoons in my garden, so. But I was looking around for 2012, really couldn't find it. I know 2011 and 2010 creep on back in, but
right?
I gotta seal up the cracks and maybe put some plastic up or something like that to keep 2010 and 2011 from trying to creep back in. But I'm still looking for 2012. I'm trying to find them.
Wow, what a thank you for that. I appreciate that. Now to you, CK, where do you suppose that 2012 went? Where is 2012?
Well, I'm going to do a Mitt Romney and try to get around that whole subject and try to talk about anyway, I really don't know, but in my package, I will say what I think may happen. Because if I'm elected as president, oh, my bad, wrong. Okay. See, that's not working out for me. Really, the year went by before I can even open my eyes in the morning and say good morning to anybody. I really don't know what happened. It was like, one minute it was just July. Now it's like, it's freezing. And I'm like, Mm-hmm. Yeah, now it's time for turkey. Yeah.
Absolutely. But, you know, this year has been very interesting, to say the least. You know, one being election year. Number 12 signifies the number of governance, you know, 12 months of the year. 12 is very, very significant, even biblically, you know, spiritually, and just overallly, if it's such a word. 12 is very, very, is like a number of divine, if you will. So I don't want to get into too much of spirituality about this, you know, because everyone has their own thoughts about it. But, you know, we had a blue moon. I believe this was also a leap year. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Then we have 29 days in this month. A lot of significant occurrences really, really took place. So it has you believing to think that with the days and the months and the weather and everything else kind of meshing together, we really, really need to be on one accord. So I guess I say that to say this. We really, really need one another, ladies and gentlemen. And we thank you. You can be doing anything else, you know, preparing for tomorrow, you know, trying to get over today and so on and so forth. Time is very imperative and it has to be used wisely. So we are very appreciative of each and every one of you, each and every listener. We applaud you. We thank you. We shake your hand in cyberspace because you could be doing anything else, but you chose to be here with us. And for that, once again, we are appreciative because we are radio and we are the I Got Something to Say radio show of the D-Hour Show Radio Network. I'm the hostess with the mostest, Poetic Justice. Also, we have CK in the building. We have D Slate in the building. And we're going to keep it moving with the next thing we're going to do on the show. The time is 1 minute after the hour. It is 11:01, your town and around, respectfully. So we're going to get into the next musical break. And hopefully from that point we can move on. I'm still waiting on word to hear from our special guest, in which we have Selena Johnson, supposed to be scheduled for tonight's show. If we're not able to speak with her, for those people, for the sake of just tuning in, we're expected to meet with or interview one of five R&B divas. We've had two on the show, but tonight we were expecting to have Selena Johnson, singer, songwriter, actress, also of the R&B divas, based out of Chicago, if you will, Chi-Town. But we're going to keep it moving. So I'm going to pass the mic over to our producer for a second musical break on this evening. And with that, we're going to keep it moving. So once again, to you, D Slate.
Yes, indeed. We're at our second music break right now on the I Got Something to Say radio show. Make sure you tune in right now. You can also log into the chat room and chat it up with us in the chat room right now on the I Got Something to Say radio show. In this music break, we got some more Selena Johnson, some Anthony Hamilton, some Chrisette Michelle, and some D'Angelo. Yes, indeed. We're going to get it in on this musical break. That don't mean go out and try to dance and break something. All you got to do is sit back and listen to some of this incredible music that we're playing like we do always on the I Got Something to Say radio show. Here's a little Selena Johnson with Guess What? Right here on the I Got Something to Say radio show. What? What did you say?
Gotta pay the boss.
I'ma live a lie. So
started when I was 9 years old. Woke up and daddy was gone. I started hustling and they couldn't tell me nothing. Running in the hood trying to be somebody. My soul was on empty. I was searching for something. Tried to be good. Tried to keep from trouble. Living too fast. Trying to make good on a hustle. Sometimes it get rough.
Coming from where I'm from.
Times got hard. Guess I found it. 5'3", like brown skin. Coming from the university. Lifestyle looking kind of lovely. Didn't know she had much change. Down the ride out, even take the train. Even take her to a poker game. Top notch fried chicken and sushi. Try to be good. I try to treat you like a lady. Try to be a friend.
Coming from where I'm from.
like nothing ever happened. Give me something new.
This is British Betty, and this is the Elevator Music Countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off. It's the I Got Something to Say radio show. Let's go, United States. Let's go, London. It's the I Got Something to Say radio show.
Yes, listeners, we are back on the I Got Something to Say radio show. I'm the hostess with the Moses on the microphone, Poetic Justice, Miss Fabulous, whatever you desire to call me. Just make sure you don't call me late for dinner. We also have D. Slate in the building and CK in the building, and Al, Mr. Norfolk, has the night off. That was one of our second musical breaks for the evening. We started off with Guess What by Selena Johnson, and then also we kicked it into Where I Am From by Anthony Hamilton. And then our third song for the evening was Epiphany by the very lovely, gifted and talented Chrishette Michelle. And we closed off that segment with Brown Sugar by the very, very sexy and talented D'Angelo. Now, we're going to also get back into the weather a little bit here. Currently, it's in the mid-40s on the local temperature in the Anonymous Blues Studios in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Once again, they have offered a high wind warning in effect until 6 a.m. for the Hampton Roads area. So definitely take heed to that. Unless you really, really have to go out, do not stay off of those highways and byways, because hydroplane is real, ladies and gentlemen. You think because the rain has subsided? Not necessarily. At night, it's even more dangerous because you can't see everything in front of you. So if you have to be on the highways, please be extremely careful, because we want you here with us tonight. Windy, as stated earlier, windy, but high rains tapering to showers overnight, lows in the 40s, wind southwest to 25 to 40 miles per hour, and then also additional rainfall later on into the morning with winds occasionally gusting over 60 miles per hour. Again, on your commute to work and your travels, a lot of schools are open. A lot of schools have been closed due to the weather in certain areas of the region in Hampton Roads. But it's going to be windy with periods of light rain and showers, high in the 50s, wind southwest once again to 25 to 35 miles per hour. There's going to be a good chance around 70% tomorrow, and then winds could get as high as 40 miles per hour. Also, tomorrow night is going to be chilly with few showers, but it's going to be clearing up, ladies and gentlemen. So I believe that we've seen the worst of the worst by tomorrow evening. Going into Wednesday, the winds are going to be subsiding to 20 to 30 miles per hour with only a 30% chance of rain. So Halloween should be looking good for the little kitties to go out and be safe, trick or no treat. If you don't vote next week, that's going to be the trick. The treat is that we need to elect the president, but hopefully you will make the right choice. We're on to tomorrow, 1 week until Election Day. 1 week until Election Day on tomorrow. So definitely get out there, exercise your right to vote. Vote, vote, vote. Definitely, if you volunteer for the polls, make certain that our senior citizens have transportation out there. Make sure you have your AMPA identification when going to the polls. Don't allow that to stop you. There are ways to find out what you can or cannot bring in terms of making certain that your vote counts, because we need people to come out in groves and in numbers. It is imperative, and this election is very, very, very tight, crucial, and imperative. And I can't stress it enough. Being said, we do have a voice on the radio. This is what this is all about. So it's great to play music, but it's also very, very good that we're able to disseminate information as well as make a listening ear to keep you updated on the news, weather, and what's going on in the world. Agreed? Agreed. So, agreed. Ladies and gentlemen, absolutely, absolutely. CK, you all right? You there, brother?
I'm here. You just listening in, thinking about the people that are going through the hurricane as of right now. So,
Yes, yes, and absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up, CK, because to our listening audience, especially in the New Jersey area, the New York area, in my hometown, New England, Boston, Massachusetts, definitely they get ready to get hit really hot. So the weather is going to be really wicked there. So definitely keep your family and those regions and those parts of the country, keep them in mind. If you're able to telephone them, send them a telegram, utilize your social networking, because see, in atrocities as such, we're so blessed to be able to utilize social networking and media and use it for its good. This is the time where you need to locate family members. You know what I mean, D. Slate and CK? This is the time
Absolutely.
That you might want to get on a Facebook or so forth. So don't exploit it for your bad. Use this for your good to keep up with your family members. Most of all of my family's up here, the ones that are still in the land of the living. So hopefully they're either seeing me on Facebook or they'll reach out or they're listening just to let me know that they're okay, in good spirits and in good health. But this is just the beginning, you know. We still have until November 30th, until hurricane season, and then we're going to be challenged with snow. Actually, in certain areas, I think West Virginia and certain parts of Kentucky is going to experience some snow, some heavy downfalls of snow after this hurricane. So the weather is really, really going to be wicked, and this is just the beginning of it. Yeah,
and
you were saying this,
sure.
Right?
And make sure you get on Facebook to look for them. Don't get on buttnakedbook.com trying to find
right.
somebody. You get on Facebook looking for family members. Don't use that as an excuse to go
right.
to go to ilovealltypeofgirls.com. No, that's
right.
not what you're trying to do. You're trying to look on Facebook to communicate with your family members. All right? Don't take that time to be perverted.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I want to give a shout-out, a Sandy, Hurricane Sandy shout-out to my friend. She's a filmmaker in the Hampton Roads area, African-American sister doing her thing, Tamika N. Winborn. She did this phenomenal, phenomenal short movie about what if Romney, Ryan, 2014, and it was like a possibility of all the things that may happen if those two gentlemen were to getting our esteemed United States and run our country as our commander-in-chief and vice commander-in-chief. Definitely, if you're able to do so, Tamika M. Winborn is on Facebook, and I'm going to try to have her on the show sometime before the election, so that would make next week. She's a very popular, very busy lady, but if you're able to even look it up, or maybe I can post it on my Facebook page or something, it is a must-see. And I'm telling you, I left out of the premiere in, like, chills. I mean, it was so powerful and so impactful. If you're a woman, if you're a student, if you want to bear arms, you know, you have a right to life. Any of those things have been addressed in her film. So, Tamika, shout-out to you. Shout-out to my co-host, CK, on the Facebook. Yes, yes, yes. CK, I see you. To my auntie, Orlene Porter. To Shanta Cherry. She said, I'm with you, Justice. So a couple of people are shouting us out on Facebook. If you want to shout us out on Facebook or be a part of the chat room, or if you just want to call in while we're at the bottom of the show, we still have 36 minutes on the show right now. You can call in to 718-766-4553. Once again, that number is 718-716-4553. Ladies and gentlemen, also, I'm getting an email that's been sent by the publicist as well as management for Selena Johnson. And unfortunately, due to circumstances regarding the weather, she performed this past weekend in New York. So I'm not really sure if that's her location or what have you. But unfortunately, at this time, the schedule of her interview is going to have to be rescheduled due to complications of the weather. So we understand immensely. Selena Johnson, the R&B diva that was supposed to join us on this evening. The interview has to be rescheduled. I'm learning from her people, and that is quite fine because we want to make sure that she's safe, and safety is always first with us. So hopefully we can get her on before the close of the year to join us on the show. and we'll go from there. So we're still going to have a great 35 minutes for you. This is what we do on the I Got Something to Say radio show. You know, if we have a delay or we have a setback, for any minor setback, we have a major comeback. And pow, that's how we do, baby. So definitely be safe out there, Diva, the R&B Diva, Selena Johnson, plus my soul roar of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. So what's what we do? And continue to support those sisters. Watch the R&B Divas. I think they air on Monday nights. Check your local listings. Definitely support people that are doing great things. And we thank you for continuously supporting us and being patient. We're always going to have celebrities and nationals on any one of our shows. But again, this is due to acts of God beyond our control, beyond our circumstance. Miss Selena Johnson will not be able to join us on this evening, but that is okay because we still are going to keep it moving like U-Haul trucks in a line. That's what we do. We clap twice, and we keep it moving because we are what? We are radio. All right, so with that being said, we're going to keep our next promise as you. We're going to bring conversations with CK. Hey, CK, are you ready?
I'm ready. Ready.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen of the D-Hour Show Radio Network and of the I Got Something to Say show, prepare yourself, gumber yourselves accordingly, and we're going to have a great topical round discussion, hot topic button discussion with conversations with CK. Back to you, CK.
Thank you, CJ. Well, first I want to give out my deepest gratitude and my sympathy to all the victims we have lost during this hurricane. I know that we cannot help what happens with the weather, you know, if God's way of handling the world and the climate and the weather. And I just, you know, I was reading a story recently about a man, a 30-year-old man who they found who drowned. So my hearts go out to him and his family right now. I think I want to talk about what would you all do in a situation such as a Hurricane Sandy or let's go even some years back to Hurricane Katrina, where these people were fleeing for their lives. They were asking for to be rescued and things like that. They didn't come in time to help these people, and they had to be evacuated to stadiums in Texas and other parts of the world. And it's like they took away their home, their lifestyle, and they can never get it back. What would you all do in this situation? Deflate poetic justice?
Well, I would say that it's kind of complicated. You know, there are certain things that we can do beyond our control, but at the same time, it's kind of a touchy subject. It's kind of difficult. Are you just saying as a family member? Are you saying as a part of our commander-in-chief? Or what perspective do you mean? How would you assist?
I mean, as a family member in general, if you experienced it yourself, or just in overall general, if you knew someone, or if you, you know, actually had a close experience with it, anything of that sort.
Okay, I think what I'm trying to do, and also for this is a teaching moment for the listening audience, you're asking what will we do as into what? What do you mean? Expound upon your response or your question.
I mean, well, I want to know how could you survive this if you experienced it for one?
You mean a hurricane in general?
Yes.
Well, there are two things. I've never undergone any type of, weathering, extenuating circumstances such. However, you know, our basic instincts kick in, and we do the best that we can. That's why I think it's imperative for family to stay in close proximity and to keep in touch. There are a lot of family and friends, not necessarily have to be born too, but there are other people who look out for each other. For instance, here in the Hampton Roads area, in a particular community, what they did is, because of the last hurricane, I believe Hurricane Irene, they ordered or put together to get radio devices, like radios, what do you call it, walkie-talkies. And that's how they're able to keep in contact with one another. So, you know, for people who are on medication and so on and so forth, this right here, this area in particularly, is one of the largest military bases in the world. So, therefore, family may be far and few. But to respond to your question, I wasn't really sure on what you required of how to respond. You just have to just do what you can to use what you have.
Right.
I hope that I answered your question.
I appreciate that. I want to say, I think for me, I would have to learn. I know to go through an experience like that would be horrifying for anybody. And so I'll come, it will make me learn to appreciate life a whole lot more. Even though I appreciate it now, but to appreciate the littlest things as compared to the big things. I feel sorry for a lot of these people that went through these situations, but I think this is the only way we could survive, you know, to appreciate that we are still here to actually overcome it, and then just have to start all over again. It's my perspective on that.
All right. Well, I guess that was Conversations with CK on this evening. We're talking about friends, family, inclement weather. Did Slate have anything to add to that?
Well, I just think that, I mean, basically, my thoughts on that is just that in that situation, if you've never been in that situation before, I mean, you've heard, you know, other people, you know, I'm pretty sure a lot of people have heard other people going through situations, you know, dealing with hurricanes and different things like that. So I think that all you can do is pray and just be vigilant and be and definitely use some common sense and just try to think carefully and be smart about the situation to help keep you and your family safe, and just try to make some smart decisions as far as whatever it is you're going to do. Stay in communication, you know, with television or radio so you can find out what's going on, and just be vigilant, you know, just try to be as safe as possible.
You know, and that's very interesting that you mentioned that, because a lot of people are non-believers. They will react. For every action, there's a reaction. So they'll wait to the 11th hour and be like, do-do-do-do-do-do. I guess I'll go out and purchase water, flashlights, things of that nature. No, I know in each state, they normally have a day set aside, at least here in the Commonwealth, a day set aside where you can purchase these perishable items or items of resource without any taxes, because they know that something may be forthcoming. So you can't wait around. You can't, you know, sit and cross your legs and hope and pray. You know, these are acts of God. We have that. These are beyond our control. But what we do have to understand is that we still need to prepare ourselves, look after one another. And there's very critical items such as birth certificates, Social Security cards, things of that nature need to be locked up, security boxes, or, you know, safeguarded, because, you know, when everything else fails and you lose everything else, you're still going to have a piece of your identity, you know. And my heart definitely still goes out. I mean, we're talking about 7 years ago. Hurricane Katrina was devastating. I'm born in Boston, but, you know, raised in Virginia, and the whole thing is I've never lived in New Orleans. I've never been there. I don't have family that lived there. I've been there to visit as a tourist twice, but I've never lived there. So let me say, it doesn't matter, because I still am American, and I still am a person with feelings, and to know to even fathom to go through what those people go through, I mean, I just can't even start to believe it, you know. So very good topic of discussion, CK. really wasn't, I apologize not being able to expound upon your discussion because, like DC said, you know, I've been blessed and fortunate not to have gone through that, particularly gone through other things in life. But you don't know until you go through something, but prepare. The first thing is preparedness, so you don't have to go through something. And if you are engaged into an activity or a situation, you would know what to do firsthand, okay? That, I'm glad you brought that up. So definitely for the remaining flashlights, you know, family, flashlights, food, canned goods, a safety plan of action, you know, for you and your family, how to get out. If tunnels or, you know, highways, even the Holland Tunnel in New York was blocked off. You know, the transportation was shut down in New York. Are you serious? You know what I mean? Tunnels here in Virginia, you know, on lockdown, military personnel was at a standstill. So, you know, it was serious. So we have to adhere to that. Listen to your gubernatorial bodies, your officials, elected officials, and military personnel, and they give instructions like the president stated today. It is very imperative that we adhere to those things and not try to be the king of all and go against it. Listen to what they're telling you because it may save your life. All right, so with that being said, the current time now around your town is 40 minutes after the hour. It is 11:40 in your town and all around in the Anonymous Blue Studios. The temperature still stands around in the mid-40s, so it's getting chilly. And I don't mean chilly with beans, but chilly outside. So we're going to get into our last and final musical break for the evening. We have a new segment that is in coincide with the Elevator Music Countdown, in which we featured last week. But this week we have the Curry Caribbean Vibe, which we kicked off about 2 weeks ago. Very successful for all of those military, not military, I got that on the brain, for all of those West Indians such as myself, born Jamaicans, Haitians, Bajans, Jamaicans, Africans. This is for you. We have the Curry Caribbean Vibe, and this is brought to you in sponsorship of the Media Cartel Studios, recording studios here in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Salute to Top Shelf, and big up, big up, big up to all of the West Indians, to Flexmen representing Jamaica. They are really, really backing up this, and I appreciate it. And I appreciate my executive producer, CEO, founder of the D Hour Show Radio Network, Mr. D Slate, who's on with us. I appreciate you allowing us to expound upon culture and bring new things. A lot of producers will say, no, you know, we're not going to try that. But he's pretty open to ideas, and I appreciate that. I applaud that, D Slate. So without further ado, yes, absolutely. We're going to get into our Curry Caribbean Vibe countdown, and when we come back, we're going to be wrapping things up at the bottom of the show. Tonight has been wonderful, wonderful, in lieu of our special guest not being able to join us because of weathery conditions. However, maybe we can get her on at a later date, sometime this year or maybe sometime next year. But we had a wonderful show, and we will continue on with the last of the bottom of the show, as stated, after the Caribbean countdown, the Curry Caribbean Vibe countdown. Back to you, D. Slate.
Thank you, PJ. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Curry Caribbean Vibe right here on the I Got Something to Say radio show. Oh, yes, we got a nice one for you. We got some Third World, some Bob Marley and the Wailers. We got some Collie Buds right here on the I Got Something to Say radio show.
Yo, this is the Curry Caribbean Vibe, live and direct at the I Got Something to Say show. Live for everybody out here from VA to Jamaica. Big up scene.
Power. They say they want to. fucking haters. Can't touch me bullshit creators. Me say baby still love later. Ask you how the world a run so. Said I'm blind to you. Can't touch me war instigators. Me say baby still love later. Hey, ask you how the world a run so. Who no can't tell me nothing, Mr. Envy. Lose the talent and the fight, what God has sent me. No people out the road, them chatting all a friend me. But me and the back, them want end me. But me not give a damn by heart and a piece. And me walking on me timber and not tell me for a simple sand. Just two wanna see me come, only God to feed me. And you know why see me cross the law. Who no better now? I'm blind to you, haters. Can't touch me, war instigators. Me say baby, see love lately. After all the world I run so. Said I'm blind to you, haters. Can't touch me, rumor creators. Me say baby, see love lately. Hey, after all the world I run so. I'm blind to you, haters. Can't touch me, bullshit creators. Me say baby, see love lately. After all the world I run so. Said I'm blind to you, fucking haters.
Yes, yes, yes. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show, and I'm the hostess with the mostest on the microphone. Yes, you just heard the Curry Caribbean by Countdown. We started the hour off with Now That We Found Love by Third World. That was my father's favorite song. Rest in peace, Mac Arthur Bibby Shell, the number one Jamaican in the building, in heaven now. And then secondly, we had I Shot Sheriff by my favorite, Robert, a.k.a. Bob Marley and the Wailers, representing Dunn's Fall, Jamaica in the building. And then last but not least, one of my albino brothers, who is still Jamaican, Kali Buzz, but my blind to you, my A-Test, yes. Yes, yes, yes. So that is the number one newest segment for the I Got Something to Say show. As a born Jamaican by way of Boston, I got to represent my culture scene. Yes, I hope you enjoyed it. I got a couple of people on Facebook I definitely want to shout out. Yes, now this is going to be ironic. Are you ready, D-Slate? And are you ready, CK?
Absolutely.
My good friend on Facebook, her name is Sandy. So I am giving a shout-out to Sandy, I Am the Boss, on Facebook. What's up, sis? I know you've been getting a lot of jokes and people clowning you or whatever the case may be, but you know you are still my friend, 100 grand. All right, Sandy? So shout-out to Sandy, I Am the Boss. That's her real name, Sandy, y'all. And she's listening to the show. Also, to my big sis, who also loves the show. She's one of our biggest fans, Sharon J. Gordon. Happy belated birthday, sis. And she's saying that she caught the tail end of the show, but it sounds nice. I can taste those peas and rice. It sounds so nice. Thank you so, so very much, Sharon, for always supporting me. You've been my friend for the last 23 years. We go way back like hot seats and Jerry Curls with a little bit of dot on the ends. You know, to her little baby boy, he was wonderful, her supportive husband, you know, and rest in peace to mom and pop and to our sister Keisha. You know, that's what we do. We stick thick and thin. I love you, Sharon. You're my big sister always. And just thank you for supporting us. And to all of my other friends on Facebook, we definitely thank you for always tuning in to the show and supporting us. Again, Tamika and a couple of other people are on my Facebook page. I think I said Shanta Cherry earlier, and my auntie Orlean Porter, always tuning in and listening. So thank you so, so very much. You all have any friends that you want to shout out on Facebook or any family members, Sandy, no pun intended, any Sandy shout outs? CK, let's start with you.
I just want to say shout out to all my friends in the St. Louis area, my family, and my son, who is 8 years old. He'll be 9 in March, but you know his dad loves him, so you know that's always my shout out. And to my family here.
Okay, do you have anything coming up or what have you for the next week or so?
Not as of right now. I'm in the mix of getting some things done. Probably by the end of the month, I will. End of next month, I think. End of the month. This is the end of the month.
Okay, you have your Hostum costume already? Your Hostum costume. Now, you know it's late, and it's time to go night-night. Let's try this one more time. Run that back, DJ. Do you have your Halloween costume, CK?
No, I kind of gave up on dressing up for Halloween years ago.
Okay, I'm winking. Okay, all righty. Okay.
But if I did, I'm going to go as D. Slate eating one of his ghetto gourmet burritos.
Wow.
There it is.
How do I always say that? Well, I don't believe I have an opinion regarding that, so I'm going to stick with that. All right. Yes, do you have any closing remarks, CK, before we move to D. Slate? About the show tonight, the new segments, what are your thoughts?
We had a great show tonight. I'm sorry that Selena couldn't make it. God bless her for her talents and her gifts, and I look forward to talking with her soon. I understand that things do come up, so I still appreciate her and her gifts. To everyone out there, keep hope alive. Keep looking for the right instead of the wrong, and keep positive. So I send love, and to all the people that are experiencing the hurricane, my heart goes out to you and my deepest prayers.
All right. And to you, Mr. D. Slate.
Well, I want to send a shout out to everybody that's you know, that's listening right now. Definitely thank you guys so much for supporting us, and just keep supporting the D Hour Network and all the incredible shows we have on the network every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You never know who's going to be on. We had another incredible show tonight. Had fun as usual. Just keep supporting, guys, and we'll keep giving you guys what we like to call real radio. Real music is back. You definitely better take your medicine. And I just want to say that, you know, make sure you guys tune into the D Hour show tomorrow for the new Tuesday Spots format. We're going to be getting in with you guys, me, CK, LEO. We're going to be getting in with you guys tomorrow, so make sure you tune in. Tune in on Wednesday for Nod Your Head Wednesday with L1 and the crew. Also, this Thursday for Celebrity Thursday, we will be talking to the incomparable, the very talented, the legendary Bobby Caldwell is going to be on the show with us. So make sure you guys definitely tune in for Celebrity Thursday, getting it in with Brother Bobby. Absolutely. And this Saturday for India Saturday, you never know. Keep tuning in. Definitely want to send prayers and support to everybody that's going through Hurricane Sandy right now. You know, just, you know, turn the other cheek, put the umbrella up, put the raincoat on, and keep pushing through all that Mother Nature nonsense. And just make sure you're safe, keep your family safe, be safe, and make smart decisions. And like PJ said, the election is coming up, and make sure you guys get out there and vote and make the right decisions. And I want to say Halloween is coming up the next couple of days. I gotta tell you, make sure you go out there and get yourself a treat. The treat is voting for President Obama, and if not, the trick. The horrible, horrible trick on a dark, foggy, stormy November night, Mitt Romney voted as president. I'm sorry, I didn't want to give y'all a nightmare like that. I know. Stop crying. It was just, I just said something. That's all. It wasn't real. I just said you still have an opportunity to change the nightmare. Change the nightmare, people, please. Change the nightmare. Hey, keep tuning in. Make the right decision. D Slate, I got to say, enjoy the rest of your night, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Thank you, D Slate. And just the last-minute news coverage for as the weather is concerned for those people who are in the direct area of Hampton Roads. Tomorrow, as you go out, don't forget to take your umbrellas and dress the part accordingly because we're going to have periods of light rain and showers. Once again, it's going to be high in the 50s, and then the wind is going to be pretty strong. So definitely you want to make certain that you prepare yourself and govern yourself accordingly. Tomorrow night is going to be chilly and windy. Once again, with a few showers early on, it's going to be tapering off to the lows of 42 degrees, and then also with the 30% chance of rain. So definitely the bulk of the storm has subsided, but once you proceed with caution, when you're on the highways and byways, make certain you check your televisions respectfully or your local listings respectfully for closings and as well as cancellations for your state and local and federal governments respectfully. In addition to that, I want to say rest in peace to the young lady who lost her life, 32-year-old singer. I can't think of her name right now. You all know what I'm talking about from 808. She was the prodigy of Left Eye. I believe her name was Natima. She died, I think she was hit by a car, and she was killed. So definitely rest in peace to that sister who made a contribution to the music industry, definitely for that. And to all those people who are dealing with the weathering the storm in this area, praise God, it has been no fatalities as we speak because people are adhering to the requests of local authorities and surrounding governmental bodies to stay off the roads unless you have to be out there. Please adhere, ladies and gentlemen. We need you around. As indicated, it's 1 week, 1 day until election. I think now it's 24 hours, so it's 1 week exactly from today's date that you need to go out there and exercise your right to vote. And once again, our president, you know, I stand behind him because he's moving forward. And as he said today, the election is not necessarily something of his primary interest right now. It is the people and their families and their safety first. And then he's going to be giving back to FEMA and the state of emergency and things of that nature. So rebuilding, even in the lieu of the election, this is primarily a priority, and I respect that. Thank you so very much, President Obama, for that. What else am I going to close with? Definitely tomorrow for is Montego Caribbean for Lyrically Spoken. Definitely check my Facebook updates, and we'll see if we're going to be out and about for tomorrow as the weather, because safety is always first. I want to give a shout-out to my mother and to my family and to my friends who are faithful, and they're always listening. Thank you, Sharon. Thank you, Sandy. Thank you to all of our other friends and family that are supporting what we do, because it's really, really hard for us to work regular jobs. And, you know, I really give it up to my producer, you know, and my friend and my brother, D. Slate and CK. They are ride or die regardless. So I thank you for that. And shout out to Al, even though you weren't on with us this evening, he had the night off. But just thank you for always supporting us and what we do as artists and what we do as visionaries and as we do as innovators. We thank you. We thank you immensely. We want you all to enjoy yourself. Remember to get out there and vote, and I can't stress it enough. But thank you. Tune in to all the other shows as we have them. To my brother, my big brother, and my other family members, remember, life is extremely short, and so is my real hair. Good night, everybody. Check us out on Facebook. God bless you. And Selena, hopefully we will have the opportunity to have you on the show again. I hope that you're safe. New Yorkers, Bostonians, New Jerseyans, New Jerseyans, definitely be safe up top. And again, Selena Johnson, to you and your management, thank you for the opportunity. We understand sometimes things are beyond your control. So, you know, once again, we hope that we'll have you on when the weather permits for us to have you on as such. So good night, everybody. Be safe. We love you all. And just be careful and love each other. Another segment of the I Got Something to Say radio show. Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuning in to the D-Hour Show Radio Network. The hostess with the most is Miss Fabulous. It's the I Got Something to Say show. Let's go.
really, really